Time for our Staying Game podcast as we talk Midwestern State Volleyball with head coach Stephanie Radecki. And coach, thanks for being with us. Now that we've had a nice audition, we'll start the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
Glad you could be with us as always. We're anxious for you guys to come home. It's still we've still got a little bit of a wait before you play here at Ligon on September 16th. You got another trip to make to Denton. You played four matches there this past weekend in what they called the Denton Volley Fest. And I know the results weren't what you wanted.
Correct.
But did you see some things you liked out of the team?
Yeah, definitely saw some good things. You know, definitely trying to keep them focused on what really matters. And what really matters is us improving every time we step on the floor. And I think we're still doing that. We're starting to battle. We're starting to see some other players and some young players really step up, and so that's a good thing.
You started against Wachita Baptist. They beat you in straight sets, and I'm probably oversimplifying this, but it seemed like there was just 5-point runs here, 5-point runs there that you just weren't able to overcome.
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot. You know, in volleyball and in any sport, you can't allow teams to go on a run without responding quickly. And that definitely put us in some bad situations this past weekend. But we are starting to kind of eliminate those situations, and we've had some good runs ourselves, which is exciting to see. So seeing some good things.
And it seems like there's some individuals who are kind of putting together some good performances for you.
Yeah. You know, we obviously keep talking about Sadie Portman. We'll keep talking about her, I'm sure, all season. She's doing a great job. She's carrying a big load as a freshman. You know, she had a couple matches where she didn't even have her first error till the third set. You know, and obviously we need to cut back on errors, but she's been put in a lot of situations offensively where she's out of system, and she's really created a great opportunity for our team to be in scoring situations. And she's also a primary passer in six rotations, so she's doing a lot for us right now.
Say, she's not really coming off the floor, is she?
No, I don't think she's come off the floor yet.
Who were some of the other players who kind of stood out for you last
week? I think
Tegan
Jones had a great weekend. She was our libero this weekend, and definitely had some huge dig performances and passed the ball really well. I just felt like she was really consistent all weekend. And you know, it's crazy, one of the things we talk about as coaches are, you know, you have to be so good we don't take you off the floor. And that was both Sadie and Tegan this weekend. They were so good that we didn't need to make a change there,
so was that the plan going into play Tegan?
Well, the plan was, because Amy had been out all week, the plan was to start taking at libero in the first match and just kind of go from there. And we couldn't take her out of the jersey because she did such a nice job. And Amy was her biggest fan and her support system. You know, I would look over and see Amy with her arm around Tegan before the match started and before each set started. And it was fun to watch. And Amy went in some really crucial times at DS for us and produced and helped us see a lot of success. So it was nice to see.
And I'm guessing Tegan's going to get more playing time out of that performance.
She will. I think, you know, as coaches, we have a really hard decision to make right now.
Right.
But, you know, I think some the best teams that I've coached over the years have had multiple liberos that have been ready to play and that have continued to push each other in a positive way all season. And I think we have that. So that's nice to see.
It brings up an interesting point, because the old adage in football is, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. If you've got two liberos, are you in a good position?
Well, I think we have four. That's what's crazy about it. You know, it's hard in a 6-2. We don't get to use our defensive players as much as we might want to, because we have to use our substitutions for our setters. But, you know, Delaney and Maddie are both really solid defensive players, and they show it in practice every day. And so it's nice, because you're not always going to be healthy. You know, things happen, especially this day and age. And you really don't know. It's seldom now that you see a player go all season without having something happen where they're out a day or two. And so you really have to have depth in those positions.
And Lauren Bournet had a really nice tournament. She really finished strong for you.
She did. She's starting to really I feel like get her shoulder back to where she's more comfortable swinging. You know, I think a lot of people, anyone that had come and watched our scrimmage versus Vernon, they saw her just hitting a lot of shots because she wasn't comfortable swinging yet. And slowly but surely, I think she started to take some swings that are starting to look like Lauren. And I know it's been really hard for her, but she also knows that she can be successful without hitting every ball.
So tell me, what do you see as the differences between hitting a lot of shots and swinging?
Well, when you're hitting shots, you're taking speed off the ball and you're trying to place it in certain areas that may be open on the other side of the net. So, you know, Lauren's a very smart offensive player where she's always had that as part of her game. But after her shoulder surgery last spring, you know, she's really had to ease back into it and make sure she's just being careful of not overusing her shoulder. And, you know, the first 2 weekends, we play 4 matches in 2 days.
Right.
We talked about it right before we played the first match was you need to be prepared that I'm not going to use you all the time because if not, then we won't make it through a season. We've got to ease into it. And I think she's handled that really well. We've put her on the outside. Then we've moved her to the right a little bit. And there were a couple sets in Kearney we didn't play her to try to take away from that load a little bit and get some other players some time. And I think she's handled that really well. And I think because of that, because of her being able to handle that and because of us knowing that it's something we need to focus on, I do think it's going to help us down the road.
Do you think you're still trying to find the right chemistry on the floor?
Yes and no. I feel like we have the right chemistry on the floor. It's just about learning, you know, who we're going to use in crucial situations, who can run what play sets are their strengths. Let's set those. Let's focus on those things. And then we've had some players come off the bench and do some really nice things to help us in times. So Alex Cerna came off the bench this weekend versus East Central on the right side, and she's more of a true middle. And she got a big block and a couple kills, and that can be huge for team success. Like if we know we can do those type of things and we have those players that can come off the bench and help us, whether they earn a starting position or not, you know that you can be successful in the long run because you can depend on more than just your starters.
Well, that's got to be a good feeling as a coach too, to know you've got some depth.
Yeah, I think so. And they know it. You know, it's always hard when players aren't in the starting lineup. You know, what is my place on the team? How can I help the team? And it's like, well, other than giving your best every day, you can't control what a coach decides to put on a sheet of paper to start a match, but you can control if you're ready to help your team win when they need you to. And I do think we have some players that understand that mindset, and it's helped that kids have done that for us. We haven't won a ton of matches, but we beat Minot State and we had some players come off the bench and help us do that. And that's a big deal.
You're playing a lot of close sets.
We are.
And I know you're not into moral victories,
yeah.
But one, is that a good indication of positive things happening? And two, how do you turn those close sets into winning sets?
I think it's a great sign, you know, because losing is hard. And especially when you are doing it multiple times, players do have a hard time staying focused. And I think we are staying focused. So that's good. I think turning it into wins means we need more players to step up and make big plays when the set's on the line. And we showed a little bit this weekend we can do that, but we need more of it and more often. You know, I think Aaliyah's proven that she's one of those people we can go to in a tight situation. And this last weekend, we were more worried about getting Aaliyah through the weekend because she was playing on a pretty sore ankle. And so maybe we went to other people hoping that she'll be stronger next weekend. You know, I think Sadie's proven she can make a big play when we need it. I think Kelly L has proven that she can take some
Kelly
big
Kelly L has come up in some big moments for you.
She has. I wish she understood that at times because sometimes I think she's a little too hard on herself. But I think Kelly has been one of our most consistent players this preseason, these first 2 weekends. We've put her on the right side. We've put her on the outside. It really doesn't matter. She's going to take good swings. And then, you know, at times this past weekend when we had been using her on the right and putting a setter in for her in the back row, I moved her, and then all of a sudden she's a six rotation outside, and she handled it. You know, she was just like, okay, let's go. And so it's been really nice to see that because she's pretty young herself.
This is a couple of players now you've mentioned that have some versatility.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a nice tool to have.
Yeah, I think it's huge. And I do think that it's that aspect is a little new to this team as far as, you know, we train our hitters to hit multiple positions. And, you know, even Lauren said the other day, because I put her on the right to save her shoulder a little bit or to get a different look. And she was like, oh, I'm just not used to being over there. And I'm like, well, get used to it, because you don't know. You don't know where you're going to be. And they quickly understood that they need to be prepared in multiple positions.
I would think as a player that would be fun.
I think it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
So you got I did want to talk a little bit about the East Central match, because that final set, that was a thriller, and you ended up losing it 29-27. But were you able to leave on a positive note, even though you came up on the short end of that set?
I think a little bit, because I think once we've hit 20 points before, the mood on the court has changed a little bit to where it's like we're acting like we're ready. Okay, now this is going to happen again. We're going to lose a set. And I think in that last set versus ECU, it was more like we don't want to lose this set. And we saw some people really step up and make some big plays. And like you said, unfortunately, we still lost the set, but it was a different feel from the sideline. It was a different court presence for our team. They definitely battled out that set.
Well, and you fell behind in that set. I think they reeled off the first 4 points of that set. And you're kind of thinking, oh, man, we're just gonna kind of wilt.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case at all. You guys came storming back.
Yeah, they did a really nice job.
And I think that was the match where I counted you won 9 out of 11 points during one stretch to get yourself back in it.
Yes, we definitely made a statement that we weren't going to leave quietly. And we forced East Central to make big plays. Like, they had to really step up their game to finish that match. And, you know, we play them in a couple weeks and hopefully again, and hopefully the outcome's a little different for us.
And earlier that day, you won the first set against Missouri Southern, but you just weren't able to follow that up. What happened in that match?
Well, Missouri Southern has some really strong pin hitters, and they are very good out of system, which is hard in the game of volleyball. They're almost better out of system than they are in system. And their kids just were gutsy, and they took huge swings from the pin, and our defense didn't quite step up to where we needed them to. But I thought we battled throughout that match pretty well.
So you go back to Denton now. That was the Denton Volley Fest. Now you're in the LSC crossover. So you're going to face four conference opponents here. You'll face A&M International, Western New Mexico, Cameron, and TWU. What are you hoping to get out of this weekend?
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm hoping to get some wins. I would love that for this team. Like, I feel like at this point it's time. They've put in the work.
And it's important. It's important for them to get rewarded for that work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely would like to see that. But, you know, as a coach, you also hate to focus on outcomes and the win-loss category and, you know, just continue to get better, see bigger performances from some of our hitters, less errors, and really start to step up defensively.
I started to ask you this a minute ago when we were doing our dry run. Is it easier for the coach to focus on the process than it is for the players? And how are the players dealing with not getting the results they wanted?
I don't know if it's easier, but I do think it's my job and it's our staff's job to really just continue to remind our players what's really important and how we get there and what we need to do to get there. And then what was the second part? I'm sorry.
How are the players handling it? Because I know that they – as you pointed out, they've been working hard, and they probably didn't expect to start the season 1-7.
Yeah. I think they're handling it as well as can be expected right now, and I think they understand what's really important. And I think our captains, I know that they met last night, and they have some things that they want to talk through with the team in a positive way. Like, it's not bad things. It's kind of like, where are we headed? What are we doing? How can we continue to forge on and hopefully find some better results? And right now, I see all good things. Like, I see teammates supporting each other. I see people, players on the bench that maybe aren't playing as much, coming out and talking to someone that are still. And I mean, I'm sure, like, as any team in the background, I'm sure there's a little, why am I not on the floor? But from my perspective, you can see a lot of the team aspect of them coming out and trying to help. What can we do? What information can I give? How do I stay ready to help if I'm called upon? And so right now I feel like it's going really well. And I think that hopefully we can see some other results this weekend.
To this point, I've only been able to watch you on the stream. So this is an observation from afar.
Yeah.
But it seems like the body language is positive on the floor.
I think so.
I don't see heads down.
No,
I don't see, no. I don't, I see effort. You know, it doesn't look like a team that's dejected.
No, you know, I definitely think there were one or two times this weekend where we had to call a timeout and be like, okay, why is the mood changed a little bit? Like, maybe we feel like it's out of our hands or it's out of our control, and that changed pretty quickly. But overall, I think, you know, there have been small runs, but I don't think there's been too many big runs. I don't think there's been a set that we've flat out given up or decided that we couldn't control the outcome. And so overall, I think they've done a nice job of battling.
So because it's a podcast, I feel obligated to do something silly.
Okay.
So this week I'm asking all the coaches, if you had one meal, you could only order one meal, what would that meal be? What would you order?
I'm a spaghetti girl.
Oh,
I love spaghetti.
Can't go wrong with some
spaghetti.
You know, you
really can. It's always good. So yeah, that would be it.
So you like pasta?
I do. Yeah.
All right. That's a good answer. That is a great answer, because I have spaghetti at least once a week myself.
Yeah.
So, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, thanks for joining us here on the podcast. Let's do it again next week after a couple of Mustang victories.
Let's do it.
All right. That's Stephanie Radecki, the Midwestern State Volleyball Coach. Thank you for joining us for the Staying Gang podcast, and we'll talk to you next week.